What's good, everybody? It's your girl Robin E checking in on a brand new spanking episode of Pillow Talk Podcast. As always, make sure y'all subscribe, okay? Streaming on all major platforms. Stop playing with your girl. Shout out to everybody that's been rocking with me for season 3. The interviews have been amazing. Bringing y'all today another dope live interview with Chicago artist BG Major. He came through with the dope vibes, gave us some gems on NFTs, real estate, stocks. I mean, he just had a whole spiel for us. His new single, Different Bag, has been going crazy. He actually just had a contest for it where he was passing out some cash. Keep listening. New episode dropping right now.
Love not enough.
Yeah. Now, for me, I think that was a very good song.
Everybody liked this song. Everybody want to talk about this.
Yeah, song. I mean, it's good just because it just shows a different side of you. It show a different flow. It just show variety. I fuck with that.
That song was deep.
It was, but it didn't make me like, you know, oh my God, I'm so sad. It's just like, damn, I feel what you're saying.
I wasn't purposely trying to do that. That beat not even on that, but it's just the mood I'm in. Like, just wasn't on the mood. Like, and how the title came about, it was just stuck in my head. So, Love Not Enough, it was just stuck in my head.
But see, yeah, I feel like you got variety. You an artist that's able to kind of tap into different genres, and that's deep, for sure. Do you have any artists that have inspired you or artists that you fuck with heavy right now?
My uncle, Blue Black, he inspired me to do music. Seeing him on that TV when I was a kid, he was on Channel 19. You know, to me, looking in, that was big. I ain't never seen nobody on TV that I know. So seeing him on TV, I'm like, damn, like I want to be there. Who inspired me now? Nobody but my family. Just the situations that, and myself too, just situations that we be in and stuff like that inspired me want to get out and get some more money to take care of everybody. So just my family and people around me, they inspire me. They don't even know it, but they inspire me.
Okay, because shout out to the family. Okay, it's the gang. Y'all got a lot of love. It's the gang. So definitely, let's just go ahead and take it back for those that don't know about the first EP. So you dropped that last year?
Yep. I think April 21st or April 22nd. April 21st, 22nd.
Okay. So what went into the making of that?
My uncle, he was telling me in the kitchen, like, he came over to my auntie's house and I was happened to be there. And he was like, man, you should do it. And I'm like, I don't want to do it. But I had so much music, I'm like, it'll make sense to do it. But I'm like, I don't want to do it. And then, you know, I just lost my other brother, Lenate. So I got Forever Great from him. He was a boxer and they called him the Great. And sometimes in the hood, that's what everybody was calling him too. So Forever Great was the title. Now I dropped him on his birthday. And on the last song in Perfect Soul, that's him talking at the last song. So anybody go listen to it, I think number 8, only put 8 songs on that. So that inspired me, and Lenae inspired me because Lenae was helping me with a lot of stuff. Like, I had a tape called Impossible Is Nothing that he was actually helping me with before he passed. Like, what we going to do, how we going to roll it out and everything. But then he happened to pass. So I'm like, I do want to drop a project, but I'm, nah. But then when my uncle just put it in my head, I'm like, all right, Forever Great. Let me tap into that. I got hella music, so it was easy. I just had to put it together so it can make sense on the checklist. But it wasn't nothing. And I'm still actually dropping videos from that. Like, Loyalty, we got that shot. I got I'm going to shoot Imperfect Soul. I'm going to shoot Cruiser. I'm going to shoot a lot of stuff off that. Mixed in with the new stuff. Like, see, we got Love Not Enough. That's new. You got some more stuff coming out that I'm going to just let that come out. But that's new, too. And that's all been shot. So I'm trying to do old, new. So the people who don't know me, they can get in tune with me, like, listen to the, because they're going to think it's new. There's still 100 million people out here who ain't heard me. So I'm trying to type into all them 100 million people. Yeah. You know? So I'm still shooting new old stuff mixed in with the new stuff. So you're going to get a lot of old, new. But it's going to be new to a lot of people who ain't heard me, so it don't even matter.
You seem like you take a lot of time, like, deciding how you want to present yourself and, like, the type of stuff that you put out.
Facts. That's just me.
That's good though. I mean, you seem like you serious about your artistry, like in that sense. Like that's some serious
facts.
Shit.
I had to shoot when I shot do that a lot. I ain't even know how the process of editing all that stuff, but I wanted to be how I wanted to be. So yeah. I stayed enough for like 10, 12 hours with bro. And,
wow.
And did the song like, no, I want this to go right here.
Okay.
So I'm like that. Hey. I want to know what a bottle of or the bottle of wine of the peach.
The peach. I'm going to get some because it's
I bought me one bottle and I bought bro a bottle. We was just sitting there sipping and he was doing his thing, the mixing and getting the coloration right and all that stuff for the video.
That's raw. I love that.
Yeah, I be hands on with everything for my videos, except for the different bag video. I went hands on with that. I was paying, but. I don't find hands on. I let him, the director, really write up a script. I followed it, and that was it.
Okay.
But everything else, like when I'm shooting with my homie, when I'm shooting with Bro Stacks, I'm hands on. Get this, get that. Nah, get this. Stacks, you see that? Go ahead, get that. That's creative. Like I can see some stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm hands on with almost everything except for the mixing part. Bro makes my music too. Stacks makes my music too. I don't know how to do that. I'm slow as hell. I be looking like. I don't know how to do that. But when I hear something I don't like, take that out. No, let's do it again. Like, I'm right there with it. Like, so, yeah, I'm very
handsome. Yeah, that's what's up. That's how you got to be. Your shit got to be the way you want it to be. Okay? Yeah, I fuck with that. Do. That's how it need to be.
Dude, I'm hands on with everything. And I'm an independent artist. So, all my business and everything, I take care of. So
how has it been being independent?
Bad, because I want somebody to spend a bag. I'm that's spending my own money. But it's good because I guess it got its pros and cons. Can't nobody tell you nothing when you the boss.
Facts.
So you're either going to fall in line with what I got going on or what you're going to bring to this table. And you ain't got to bring money all the time because, like, what can you bring besides that just to sit at this table with me and mine? Mm. So it's just independent. Being independent got its pros and cons. Like I said, like, you're spending your own money.
Yeah.
And stuff take money to get yourself out of here. So it takes a lot. So, but when you independent, can't nobody tell you nothing.
Facts. You are the boss. You are the boss. Now, are you looking to maybe get a distribution deal down the line, or do you want to just continue to be independent? Like, what's the goal?
I will get a distribution deal. And to be honest, people are probably gonna think I'm crazy, but I signed 360. But it gotta play out in my favor. Mm-hmm. Cause at the end of the day, if this is something I love to do, this is a job. And then I still want to go independent in the long run, but I don't know these people. So being with this label, they gonna let me meet these people. They gonna let me shake hands with these people that I couldn't do on my own. So hell yeah, I signed 360, getting that dough and finesse away to like get to know people, build these relationships. Cause sometimes relationships are worth more than money. And I know that and I understand that. So I'm still getting paid. They putting the money into me. So why am I complaining because they taking some money? I bring the music, they bring me the money. So, you know, okay. I'm cool with that. Like, until like I go back independent on my own when my money is high enough where I could really, I'm cool. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? So
okay.
I would sign 360, but it gotta play out in my favor. It gotta play half and half. I ain't nobody's slave.
Okay. I hope you find a good 360 deal like that.
I will.
Shoot, we're gonna put that in the atmosphere. We're gonna put that in the universe.
I think I am. I'm positive I am. I even take like a single deal right now to push a couple songs.
Okay.
So
okay. I fuck with that. You seem like you research and you know right what you're trying to do with that deal. So I feel like every artist get to that point where they gotta decide whether or not they're gonna continue to grind it out or if the deal come along, they're gonna take it.
Facts. I mean, I'm nobody right now. I'm somebody to this little, but I don't want to be
right
here. That's where the money is. Like, I don't want to be stuck in locally. I want to be out here, so I know this is what I got to do to get there. So I would do that. If it ain't about going against what I believe in my morals as a man, then I'm cool. I'm with it. But if it's one, I ain't with that sucker shit. So
facts. Now, how you feeling about the music scene right now? Because we got a lot of just random people coming out. We got viral songs that ain't really songs. Like, how you feeling about the music scene in general right now?
I say everybody grind, because some of these people ain't came from nothing. Really came from nothing. Some of these people out of hand though, but I'm speaking for the people who don't got no handouts, who don't know nobody. So I feel like everybody on that type of time, they raw. Because, like, pushing the song or getting the song out there is hard.
Yeah.
Or getting your voice out there is hard. You can have a hit on your hands.
Right.
Only 100 people heard the song. 300 people heard the song. But to have this hit and then it, whew, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. So I just think it's love.
Facts.
Okay. So I'm with everybody who grinding because we all grinding. It ain't even about who get there first. It's about we getting that dough, though.
Okay.
We in that dough, we in that dough. It ain't about who get there first. I don't care if this man get here before me. I don't care. I know I'm being that dough, too. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to stay in that dough as long as I want to stay in.
Facts. Yes. That's the confidence coming out. Okay. Fuck you, B. No, I love that, though. I love that. That's raw. It's enough for everybody to eat. I'm loving that energy, though, for sure.
It is. Like, people be trying to be greedy and trying to be the man. Like, I'm cool. If my brother, let's take BG Moolah, for example. If he get on and he go farther than me, I'm right behind him. I don't care. Because, bro, I made it. Like, yeah. I know his struggle. I know, and I made it right behind him. I don't care if I'm not that man. Mm-hmm. I still going to build my own stuff and do what I'm going to do. But we in the dough. You can't tell us nothing.
Yes.
So I don't care.
Yes. In that beat. In that beat. Now, have you been performing this year anywhere?
Yeah, I just did a show last week with Bodell. Another show like 2 weeks after that.
Okay.
I want to say a club play. So, yeah, I've been performing.
Nice. Okay, so how you get ready to do your shit on stage? You just get in mode when you up there? You just get up there?
Yeah,
be scared?
At first, I used to be kind of like, not scared, but like that
little thump.
Yeah, sometimes it still get that, but I think that's adrenaline now because I'm kind of used to it. But when you up there, and I can't do nothing. Like the last show I had, I was up there. The crowd started turning up. What I do, I jump in the crowd, started turning up with a random girl.
Okay.
Like, we turned up. I'm rapping. She turned up. We turned up. You know, then I started turned out with some dudes, I don't know. I mean, it's the energy. So
yeah.
When you up there. Can't do nothing. All I'm going to say, here. Nah, we up there. We gonna turn up, man. I'm going to try to give you the best show I could give you.
Facts. I fuck with that. I love the energy. I love the energy. I'm going to have to come see you perform for sure.
You could.
I got to see the vibe. See the vibe that you're giving.
You could.
Out in the world for sure. Now, I know you said you got new stuff that's coming out this year, but like this summer, what is you going to be dropping specifically? We going to get anything dropping?
I'm trying to push different bags. So that video is dropping probably any day now. I don't know if I'm going to drop it right away, though.
You had a contest for that, too, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm doing a TikTok contest.
Yeah.
You got to do it. You should do it.
Ooh, look, I might fuck around.
I'm giving away $500 to three people. First place winner, $300. Second place winner, $150. The last place winner, $50. All you got to do is turn up to different bag, post it on TikTok, and go add me on Instagram at Blake Game Major, add me on TikTok at BG Major, post it on both platforms and tag me in both of them, and then hashtag different bag and hashtag BG Major in 30 to 40 seconds. And you can be creative. You don't got to shake your ass neither. People thinking like,
I mean.
Yeah. I mean, somebody was creative and did something different.
So okay.
Shout out to them. You could do that. I'm going to be watching. We're going to be watching, but, you know.
How long is the contest for? How long we got?
To June 4th.
Oh, that's the time. Okay, yeah.
June 3rd, we really going to cut it off, but June 4th, we're going to announce the winners.
Okay, y'all better tap the fuck in. I might go ahead and drop me a video.
I want to see it.
Fuck it. I might go ahead and drop me a video to it. But I think that's raw as well, for sure. And y'all need to get that money. I better stop playing.
Go ahead, because people playing. It's only like one person that did it so far.
People is playing. So I'll make sure I repost it again, too, because I posted on my story. But I'm like, what? Get that money.
Appreciate that.
Shit. Get that money.
A lot of people reposted that. A lot of people reposted it. But only one person that did it so far. They better stop playing.
And get that money. Okay, because it's a lot of steps, though. You said we got to post.
You just got to post it on TikTok and post it on IG and tag me on both of them and hashtag different bag and hashtag BG Major.
Okay, and that's it.
That's it.
Okay, see, I'm going to go ahead and get this popping for you because y'all playing. y'all playing with my mans. But no, I fuck with that. That's also another creative way to get your song out there as well.
I really was doing it for the kids, to be honest. But then, I'm like, anybody can do it for real.
Yeah.
So, and mainly kids follow me on TikTok anyway. So I'm like,
aww.
Y'all can do it. Check I got the song cleaned up and everything for y'all.
Oh, so. That's what's up. Okay, period. We're gonna get that shit done. Now, I didn't grill you a little bit, you know what I'm saying? I gotta soften it up a little bit for you. So we got a little bit of trivia, you know what I'm saying? It ain't hard, you know what I'm saying? It's not hard. You know, you got it. This is purely your opinion. So it's been a lot of debates going on in music about, you know, influential artists, greatest artists, shit like that. So I got to get your opinion on a few of the greatest from some different selections, okay?
Okay.
So in your opinion, who is the greatest rapper?
I'm going to say Lil Wayne.
Okay.
Because I was really, like, listening to him, like, bars-wise. But if I'm, like, he the greatest rapper. Bars-wise and how he can do a song, stuff, I like that.
Okay.
Wayne is, in my opinion.
Okay. Number one, Wayne definitely gets a lot of votes on Pillow Talk for sure.
And he been going crazy on the features recently. So all the features, even though I've been going crazy so far. So
facts. Okay, shout out to Wayne. He definitely a veteran. He been doing his shit for a long ass time. Facts. Also,
I want to work. I'm gonna work with him.
Right, exactly. Put that in the atmosphere. Y'all gonna have a fire song too. Who is the greatest R&B singer?
Oh. I don't really listen to R&B.
You better pick one.
But Usher, though.
Okay.
I only say Usher because when I was a kid, I used to sing that, on the clock, I'm on the top.
I'm in my drop top.
I used to know that shit word for word. Okay. And then, like, just in the, that, you, when she say this, she love me. No, whatever that is. That shit wrong.
Yes, shout out to Usher.
Let it burn.
Okay, see, you know some R&B. Yeah, you know some R&B. That Let It Burn was called, the whole Confessions album was fire as fuck.
I ain't listened to the whole album.
The whole thing. Jermaine Dupri, okay? produced that. That was a golden era right there. Fact. Okay, you get some golden stars for that. That was a good ass answer.
That's your favorite?
No.
Who your favorite is?
My favorite R&B. Actually, it would probably be Sade.
What's she saying?
She old school.
What's she saying?
She sing like Smooth Operator.
I heard that before.
Yeah, that's her. She old school. I love old school R&B.
I know people are going to be trying to grill me. I don't really be knowing.
That's okay. Fuck them people. You said Usher. You good in my book. Okay. Yeah, Usher. You good Usher in my book. You good in my book. Who you put up? R. Kelly?
Yeah, you put up R. Kelly. Funny as shit. Hey, R. Kelly too though.
R. Kelly fire.
Oh
man.
Yeah, R. Kelly too.
He is. He is. They was putting a debate about that too. Y'all ain't gonna act like R. Kelly didn't have them hits.
Nah, he had. I'm sorry. Hits and he had hits for other people.
He did. He wrote so much shit.
Hell yeah, and so much shit that went platinum.
Mm-hmm.
Then go gold. It went past that platinum.
Like, that man called.
Or in diamond. So that's big.
Yeah, that is.
Hell yeah.
I ain't gonna say free him though, but. okay, who is the greatest producer in your opinion?
Who make the greatest producer? I don't know because I like so many beats, but I don't be knowing who these people be. Like, I'm gonna say Dream. You know why? Because he made $10 million off that. What's that song was with Jay-Z and Rihanna?
What?
That Umbrella.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That Umbrella. He did produce that, right?
So I'm like, okay, damn, shit. I heard that. I'm like, damn, he got that? Like, oh, yeah. 10 mil? Yes. He turned. I'm going to say, like, he won them streetwise and everything else.
That's a good answer, though.
I was going to say, what's R. Kelly? Gucci Man, Zay Tobin, he wrong.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some of Young Boy. Young Boy, some Young Boy producers, they rise fuck to me. I actually got them. I actually did a couple stuff to their stuff. So,
okay.
Who else? I just like different beats. I don't be knowing who
facts,
be doing
facts.
Stuff.
No, you said the Dream though. Once again, the answer
South Side,
is there.
Southside, 808, all them boys, they rise here too. Young Chop, you rise here.
Young
so.
Chop, definitely. Young Chicago go on the producer side, I would say.
Yeah.
Nice. Look at you coming with the answers. coming with
the
answers.
I told you I came prepared.
I love it. I love it. Okay, who is the greatest performer in your eyes? That's on stage. When they get on stage, you like that motherfucker raw. Who is that?
They take a lot of perform too.
It does.
With your breath control and everything.
Everything.
I'm gonna say like an R&B artist because they gotta dance and stuff.
Okay.
So I'm gonna say like Beyonce.
Nice.
Because you gotta dance and they gotta sing. And sometimes I know they don't lip sing, so that shit hard.
Right.
So I'm gonna give it to like an R&B person.
Okay.
I'm gonna say like Beyonce.
Facts. Shout out B.
Or Rihanna. Like one of them.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, because that shit hard.
That is hard as fuck. That shit hard. Yeah, Beyonce got a million fans on stage when she performed too, because she be hot as fuck. She be having fans lined up all in front of her stage and shit.
You don't really see them because the lights and shit.
Right.
Bright. They be fucking your vision up. So like, mm-hmm. You don't really even see them for real.
Man, look at you with the answers. I fuck with it. Beyonce is a good ass performer. Absolutely. Absolutely. We gonna give him a round of applause, y'all. He did great. Answers was busting. It was the Usher for me though. That right there, I knew you was
What's
real.
What's your favorite
one.
Usher song?
He was a real one. It's so many.
What's
love,
your top two?
I
top
love,
two that you gotta take that you can only listen to because they don't have no more Usher songs. But this is your favorite too. Top two. Let's say on the airplane ride.
Ooh, this is so hard. Okay, my favorite two Usher songs. Number one is "Love You Gently." That's kind of a newer Usher song, but it's fake old. That was on his, like, Something Stand album, but that's my shit. And I love... that's hard! Shit. No, I don't want to say that. It'll probably be Superstar.
Superstar.
Because I'm going to have like one slow Usher song, and I'm going to have one like turn up. Or You Ain't Got a Call. That's a fire banger too, though. I might have to, have to come. That shit.
Yeah, that shit was wrong.
it'll have to be that. Now, when you're not, doing your music, what else do you kind of dabble in? What else do you spend your free time doing?
Trying to learn how to invest in some money into something. So.
Okay.
Investing, like, that's what I'm learning. I was learning the NFT recently. I got like 14 of them.
Nice.
So I've been learning that. Nice. Even though it's kind of bogus right now, but hopefully it's gonna pick up. When it pick up, don't call me. Don't call me, nobody, because I'll already be calling me. Hell no, don't call me. When them pick up, that's 14 of them. So y'all do the math.
Okay, that's what's up. What made you want to get it more into that? You money. Seen it online and shit? Oh, money.
Yeah, sure. And then seen it online. And then I was interested. What the hell is this? What the fuck? Dude just made 30 million off this? Like 10 million off this? Oh, he just made a quick 20,000. How you do it? What you do? So one day I went to the studio and bro was telling me about the NFT. I'm like, damn, you know about that? He's like, yeah, I just bought one. You just bought one? Who you buy from? I'm like, what you buy? He's like, yeah, you got to do this. I'm bad enough for me. Do it not for me. He did it to like 2-3 hours to buy my first one, but he did it.
And you got 14 of them things?
I think I got like 14.
Damn.
15.
Okay. Yeah. That's what's up. I tried to learn. I didn't really.
It's easy. It's a non-fungible token. I mean, that's what it stands for. But it's certain them that got different things that come with it. Like, different properties and different assets and stuff that you can come with it, like the famous one, forgot what the fuck the famous one is that everybody know. It's not Doodles. Doodles is one of them, though. I believe it's called Doodles, but it's another one that Lil Baby and all of them got. And I believe they only bought that to network with people, because like only billionaires, damn the millionaires, got that. And when you a billionaire, how they flex with their money, they buy yachts.
Right.
That's how they flex. Because yachts, the upkeep of the yacht, depending on the type of yacht they got, it's like 100 M's a year. Or maybe damn near more. So with the NFT shit, like, the rich people, rich as hell, they can flex with that. Because they buying that shit for like $1 million, $2-3 million. And then they throw on like little private parties that you cannot get in unless you got that. So I think that's just a networking thing that they doing. You know what I'm saying? So a couple of them, even when I was there, and I think they threw something to LA, but I ain't go. So they'll let you know on their Discord and all that stuff. So it's a lot of stuff that can come with it. It's just not all about like flipping it. You just gotta learn anything that you do. I would say go look at their Discord, see if it's active, see what they talking about in there, and go look at their Twitter, see if it's like busting and seeing if that's active too. See if they followers retweeting it and stuff like that. You can tell if the project gonna be good or bad, but sometimes you can't tell.
Yeah.
Sometimes you could. But I would say if you wanna get into it, go learn about it more, because I'm still learning about it, and go look at their Discord and look at their Twitter. Whatever project you want to get in.
Yes.
And if it's busting, I would say do it. Because you might get like 60,000 people in the Discord. That's a lot of people.
Mm.
Out of 60,000, probably 40,000 is active in the talking. So, like, that's big.
Mm.
That's big to the point where you might not even can't even get that unless you go on OpenSea and buy one off the market. And by the time that shit happened, that shit probably be like, you probably get a project that's you probably get a project that's like $500 when they reveal it or whatever. But then when it's on the open sea, that shit probably go up to like 2-3 bands quick as hell. So you gotta go buy one off the floor. But if you want to Discord and follow their rules and stuff like that, you can get a cheap one before it go up and hit that floor. So it all depends.
Damn. Okay. Professor,
you gotta learn.
I feel like I'm supposed to be taking notes and shit. I'm like, damn, hold on.
I mean,
that's what's up though. That you see the other benefits of it. Like, you, I didn't even know about the parties and shit like that.
It's a lot more stuff with it. It's a lot more utilities and everything. And like, you can invest in like the utility of your project, and you can see some money back and further now. Like, you can really see some money back, or you can create your NFT. I heard Jim Jones just took a picture of his chain. Sold it for like 20,000 or 30,000, 40,000 or something.
Yeah.
Quick as hell. But he's Jim Jones. Yeah, already. Right. So Snoop Dogg, I think Snoop Dogg just did one recently. They sold out quick as hell.
Mm.
But he made a lot of fucking money off that. Tory Lanez, one of his albums, made a lot of fucking money off that quick as hell.
Mm.
I think he was only selling it for like $1 or $2.
Mm.
But once it hit that OpenSea, that shit might go for like 15,000 or something.
Wow.
So it just depends.
Yes.
And you gotta just do your research on it.
Okay. I fuck with that. I'm gonna go look some shit up, period. I'm gonna go look some shit up.
I'll show you like the projects that I'm in.
Yeah, that's dope. I love that though. I love how you just dive into some whole other shit.
But I wanna still learn about other stuff. Like, I wanna learn how I can go take a quick $10,000 and go flip that to make it like 30-40 or a quick 10, another 10, you know, put that away. So that's what I'm trying to do now. I'm just learning about different stuff.
Thanks.
So that's what I've been. Oh, I might be playing a game. So, and I just started really getting back into the game, because everybody kept saying, go get a game and get this and that. So I want to go buy a team and I want to go buy a game.
You like, fuck it.
Yeah, like, fuck, I don't be doing shit. No way. I'm like, fuck it. Like, I might be in the crib. Like, I don't really be outside too much. I mean, if I do go outside, I'm going all the way to the north side, hang out. Sometimes I be wanting to chill in the crib by myself. I'm a loner. I'm a popular loner. Let me say that.
Okay. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
So I'll be in the crib chilling. Might be smoking. Playing the game. Or
you
just
watch some
on
movies?
YouTube.
You don't watch movies?
Not for real.
No.
My favorite movie, Payton Fuller, though.
I'm not surprised.
Why are you not surprised?
I'm not surprised.
Why are you not surprised?
I mean, it's a good movie, but that's always the top five for niggas somewhere in the lineup.
But it's about what you get from off that, like, some people don't even know that's a true story.
Facts.
That's a true story. And I knew that back in, 2010? Like, I knew it because I was infatuated with it.
Buddy ass just got killed.
Yeah, but everybody didn't know that was, especially in 2009. Nobody knew that was a real story. Like, that's a real story. I knew about the story then. But, like, I say Paid in Full, but I ain't gonna lie. My favorite TV shows, I might watch some TV shows.
Okay.
My favorite for sure, The Wire.
Facts. Now that's a classic
show. The Wire. My second favorite, Atlanta, right now.
Ooh, yeah, I'm gonna give you a clap. That's my shit. Yeah. That's my shit.
Atlanta, if you watch that shit,
that's my shit.
They give you so much shit that you sleep on, especially
so much shit they've been unpacking.
The new season of that first episode.
Mm-hmm.
That shit give you so much juice. You gotta peep like like, damn, like, what can I say? The Godfather in Harlem, I like that one.
Okay. I gotta start back watching it. I never finished the first.
Like, but the second season, they cut it. I don't know why.
Oh.
I don't know why.
So it's only two seasons?
Yeah. Oh. But they cut the second season. I don't know why. It's only seen like 4 or 5 episodes, I believe.
Okay.
I don't know what else. I don't know what else. My other one, Snowfall.
Definitely, yeah, Snowfall. Snowfall.
Franklin going crazy.
That shit was, this season was
playing.
So good.
They playing Franklin. Stop playing with that man.
But I love Jerome and Louie too, though. I love everybody.
Yeah, but
I'm just saying, as they played their role, like they all played their shit.
Louie's too money hungry, though.
She is. But she playing the fuck out that money hungry shit.
Yeah, she raw as hell. I say all of them raw as hell. Especially Franklin. Like, when I heard him on an interview, and he ain't talk like, I'm hell no. I'm who? Wait, hold on. Somebody put me on there. I'm hell no. This I am.
He
talking about hell no. He's just doing that shit so perfect. Like Denzel Austin, he probably gonna be the next Denzel for real. This generation,
you funny
for real. I'm dead serious though. He was watching I was watching Breakfast Club, and he came out with the accent. Hell no. Cause somebody put me on that. Put me on there on Facebook. I'm gonna go watch him. Hell no. Nah.
That's
him though.
Yeah.
Like, damn, that shit raw as fuck. Cause it like, is. Even Take Us. That's another one.
Idris.
Yeah, him. Yeah. Like, he took me out, but Take Us my favorite though too.
Okay, that's
fine. I got
fine.
A reason for that. They was for T.I. I ain't gonna lie with it, this ain't shit T.I. They got me fucked up.
But I don't know why they thought it was sweet though.
Loyalty is everything, y'all. I don't know why they thought it was sweet. And then when he come around, it's like y'all acting like he want one of them niggas. Like he want y'all. Fuck you acting like that. So he did time for y'all. He didn't tell. Mm-hmm. He didn't got his ass shot for y'all. He didn't say nothing. Still, y'all take his girl. He come back ask for the money. Y'all playing with him like, oh, we gonna give you that? Like, what? Mm. Yeah, I would have did the same thing. And then they was finna kill him.
Facts.
If he didn't, if they was finna kill him, he already knew. Like, hell no, I would have did the same thing.
Hey, well, you felt that with your chest. Yeah, like, let me tell y'all.
T.I. was my favorite character in that part. Like, I would have did the same shit. I would have did the same thing. It got me fucked up. Loyalty is everything.
That is a good ass movie, though. You ain't wrong, shit. You ain't wrong. You definitely ain't wrong. Hell no. I definitely enjoyed having you though chop it up on the show with me, man. You got the cool vibes all day long. I fuck with that.
I'm cool.
And you smart. You smart up in here. You know, you got that mentality.
I'm a little slow, bro.
You ain't slow. You thinking right. You thinking right. And I fuck with that for sure. I fuck with that.
I appreciate that.
So you gotta leave us, you know, with a word. One word that describes BG Major.
Loyal. Loyal. If I'm loyal to all my niggas, I'm loyal to people who loyal to me. And if I am in a relationship,
why you laughing? You can't say that and then start laughing and shit.
If I am in a relationship, I'm 100% loyal.
You know what?
Facts. Can't no other female like can't. If I'm with this girl, I'm with this girl. Like, can't nothing come between that.
Okay.
Facts. She's talking about, you don't believe me?
You doing that little laugh and stuff like?
Because it was just funny. Because I said, if I'm M with a girl,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. If I'm with you, and we—that's what it is.
Serious.
My loyalty is with you. I don't care if Beyonce sliding my DM. No, let me say Cash Doll. I don't care if Cash Doll sliding my DM. That was my curse, but
you're not going.
Not going. If I'm with you, this is my loyalty.
Okay.
I'm big on that, so I would say one word describes me as loyal.
Okay, he said he loyal. He said if Cash Law and or Beyonce slid in.
You gotta think about it. I was in a long distance relationship before, so I was loyal, and that's hard for a man. That's super hard. That's super, super hard.
I ain't trying to hear that.
For real. Facts. Like you can call or not if you wanted to. She'll tell you. Like,
that ain't my business.
Anybody want to know? Like, they think I'm lying. Because I know it's like people got this persona about me, but I'm not like everybody. Like, for real, I was like real loyal. Like,
okay.
I'm loyal if I'm with you. Anybody. If you one of my niggas or if we together, relationship-wise, I'm loyal. Because I'm going to treat you just like them.
Thanks.
I mean, why treat your niggas good and not treat her?
Absolutely.
So,
that's to the niggas out there that do that. Anywho, no, I definitely appreciate you sliding on. I do have your IG scrolling on the bottom, but definitely let us know where else we can tap in with you.
You can follow me on Twitter at BlakeGameMajor_, YouTube, BlakeGameMajor. Go make sure y'all subscribe to my channel for all the new updates. I got a lot of vlogs dropping soon. I got a lot of videos dropping soon. And you can follow me at BlakeGameMajor on Instagram. And on TikTok at Blake Game Major. And remember, I'm still got that contest, so come up to 500. All you got to do is turn up to my song, Different Bag. You can be creative as you want to be. Tag me, uploading on both platforms, IG and TikTok. Tag me in it and use the hashtags BG Major and Different Bag. And turn up.
Turn up. I'm
going to
have to do the challenge,
basically. We're going to hold you to your
royalty. Y'all here, so. I'm going to have to do the challenge at this point. So y'all need to also follow suit, okay? Definitely. Nah, but I appreciate you being on Pillow Talk Podcast. Definitely looking forward to everything you're doing. Let me know about performances as well. I'm definitely trying to pull up, see you do your thing.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yes. And you still come to the studio too.
Oh, yeah. Definitely let me come so I can see you do this hit in the studio. Fuck you mean? I would definitely want to see that too.
I got you.
That. Well, thank you to everybody that tuned in, shared, liked, and commented. Make sure you subscribe to Pillow Talk Podcast, streaming on all major platforms. Sending love and light to everybody, man. Peace out. I fuck with that.